This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here on the radio. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian, and then special guest, we got Randy Clements.
Hello.
Hey, Randy. Thanks for joining us. And also,
JJ.
JJ, who many of our listeners who've been with us for a while may remember from a few years back being a regular co-host of Free Talk Live. It is far too irregular, JJ, that we have you on these days.
I know.
But, you know.
Here we are.
50 miles will do that to you. You're all the way over in Manchester, and I'm here in Keene. But you are still involved in many, many media things.
That's right.
Our listeners will remember, perhaps, that you were the powerhouse behind Free Keene TV. You also made a newspaper back in the day.
Yes.
Free Keene News.
Free Keene Press.
Free Keene Press. See, I don't even remember what
it's
called.
It's okay.
So you didn't forget.
No.
Which is good.
Never forget.
That was the start. It was the newspaper and then the TV show at the same time of running the KAC as well as being on
That's
Free
right.
Talk Live.
You ran the Keene Activist Center for a while, and you were on here regularly. You then started your own production company. You moved out to Manchester, New Hampshire, which makes sense, because if you want to make money doing video production, you probably should be where people live.
Yeah.
And so that's what you did. And you seem to have taken off as like a prolific director, producer, video guy. Like, that's what you do now.
Yeah. In fact, once I came back, I took a six-month break after running the Quill in Manchester. And then came back, and shortly, not too long after that, I started a production company with Bo Davis.
The editor of Victimless Crime Spree.
And 101 Reasons.
That's right.
And so we started a company called Vibrant.Works, and basically it just took off right away. We both had a long history of providing video products for people and had worked up a reputation, and then the next level of quality happened with all the productions that occurred at Porkfest, and then after that, we did a bunch of other smaller videos, which then actually led to us meeting up with Randy and getting to know him, mm-hmm. because he commissioned us to do three different videos for what he wanted to focus on and some of the areas that he felt were lacking. And so we then started to work on the first three videos that came out for FSPMovers.com, the Community Market Day video, the Pork Family Connection video, and then the Pork Buddy Welcome Wagon video that focuses on what happens when new movers actually show up. And that sort of action, that sort of activity of helping people not only unload their stuff, but also getting connected with the community, sort of getting a liaison with someone who's been here and knows some of the ins and outs and some of the do's and don'ts and whatnot. So very important stuff for making sure that the transition of relocating and dislocating your life to New Hampshire can go much smoother if you have support.
Yeah, so. It's a nice thing to be able to, you know, you've got the difficulty of packing up a moving truck where you live and then moving all of your life, whatever stuff you have that you haven't gotten rid of. I recommend getting rid of much of it if you can.
Yes, yes, yes.
and then, you know, getting the rest of it to move it to wherever you end up in New Hampshire. For those of you who don't know, we're talking about the Free State Project, the idea of 20,000 liberty-loving people coming together to the same geographic area. Well, we already have a couple thousand of them here. And so when you show up with a full moving truck worth of stuff, well, if you let us know in advance that you're going to come and where you're going to be and, you know, what time the truck's arriving, what time you're going to be there, where you're, you know, which location, people will come out who you've never met. So a group of strangers likely will come to your new home and then handle all of your stuff and put it in the new home for you. And it works really, really well. They'll unload an entire, I've seen this happen, an entire like 26-foot moving truck, full-on big truck, packed to the brim. I've seen it unloaded in under an hour flat.
Yes.
Which is incredible.
It is, but it's the whole many hands make for light work. And yes. There's just so many people here who have not only received this help themselves, but also understand the value of that first contact, that first meeting, and so many great friendships form that way.
For sure.
Where now this person, you know, the idea that strangers come out and lend or give compassion, right? You have strangers just show up, and then all they want to do is help you. Right. That's all I wanted to do, is make sure that this is good and you're all taken care of, and your initial move-in is less stressful.
Super less stressful. And all you really have to do is provide pizza and beer. Usually those are the only two things that these people require: pizza, beer, some paper towels, and you're good to go. You don't need anything fancy. They don't expect anything fancy. But it is a good time, and it's a kind of a community building exercise in a lot of ways. And maybe you'll know some of these people for the rest of your life. Maybe some of them you won't ever see again.
Sure.
Because there are some people. Johnson was looking at pictures from his move in here in Keene a few years ago, and he's trying to figure out who a couple of those folks were, and none of us recognized them. They just sort of showed up for the move in. I don't remember who they were or where they were from, and haven't shown up since then. So it's kind of a.
That's the nature of voluntary interactions. You know, yeah. you can choose to associate or not associate, and that's perfectly fine.
So JJ, you started this media company. You're out there cranking out videos. You're working for the Free State Project. You just did the Edward Snowden 5-camera multi-edit kind of thing that you put up at freekeen.com. And, you know, you've done a lot of work, but it's not over. You're just now getting into a new media opportunity. You and Randy are, like, teaming up for this FSP Movers thing. You touched on it briefly. But we didn't really talk about what it is. So what is, and Randy, was it your vision for FSPmovers.com?
Well,
your thing?
I'd originally reached out to Bo. I chatted with him a little bit more than I'd had with JJ. JJ and I think had just chatted very briefly at Porkfest last year. But I'd reached out to Bo and, you know, had some ideas for a couple of the programs that I really wanted to focus on. So that Agorist Marketplace Community Market Day project I'd mentioned earlier. Seeing how powerful that's been in Manchester and now in the other areas it's going to be expanding to, just really getting a chance to see people bring something of value to their community, something that they've made, and getting to see them grow their business through voluntary trade and exchange and sales with people in the community. It's very empowering to see that kind of support, and I wanted to show that to people, that there's a community that builds here where we, you know, trade goods with each other and often use silver, Bitcoin, or, again, just trade. Pork Family Connection is another group, basically, that connects porcupines, movers for the Free State Project, who are looking for something to do that's maybe educational or just fun, but that's family-friendly, be it social events or something impromptu, like, hey, I'm going to the park today, and 10 people might show up. Mm. But really, I wanted to show people that it wasn't a vacuum here, and not only could they come in and participate and attend these events, but they could also create. The whole idea here is for these to be decentralized, for people to be inspired to make it what they want. And, you know, you've moved all the way across the country, why settle? So, you know, really create what you want, make another event. If there's not one in your area, great, we're happy to help you do that. But these videos started off just as a way to showcase those. And again, the Welcome Wagon and the Pork Buddy program, the Pork Buddy being an extension of Welcome Wagon. You can actually be linked up with someone who's going to be in your area where you're moving ahead of time, a one-on-one
connection. A resource.
Yeah.
Someone that you can tap and ask questions.
Right. Where do people meet, or what day does the garbage get picked up? Or, I've heard a lot about this person, you know, I'd like to be introduced, something like that. But really it started with that, and JJ and Bo had kind of talked to me at that point and said, hey, how about, you know, talking about this more as an overarching, for lack of a better term, brand, but really focusing on the people, the amazing people who have moved to New Hampshire to create something better. They don't know what it's going to be. I didn't know what it was going to be for me, but I knew it had to be better than what I had going on, more inspiring, you know, and
it has been.
Oh, absolutely, without question. And, you know, the things we put up since those first three videos have just been focusing on some of the people who are here, and just I want to get people out of the idea in their head that it's someone else, that someone else does these things, that other people are meant to do these, that other people are meant to make history. Hmm. We each have a choice in every single second of our lives to do something powerful. And I love that so many people who've moved here have and continue to make that choice in many of their interactions. And so to showcase these, you know, everyday people who do extraordinary things, The more we do that, I think the more people will realize it's not extraordinary. It is. It can be very ordinary if we let it, if we can make this choice. And that's what I wanted to do with the site.
So some of these are FSP early movers. They're short, 2-3 minute long clips of just interviews with individuals and kind of telling their story of why they came to New Hampshire and what things have been like for them.
Yes.
So far.
Yeah.
It's all up over at FSPmovers.com. We'll continue with Randy Clemens and JJ here with Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE.
February is National Heart Month, and chances are you have a cardiovascular issue like I do. I help maintain my healthy heart by drinking Super Beets. It's a superfood powder that I mix with water, but you can mix it with yogurt or put it in a smoothie, whatever you want. Not only does it help boost my circulation and support my healthy blood pressure naturally, but I feel the energy and stamina boost in about 20 minutes, which no other superfood formula guarantees. All the beets from Super Beets come from one non-GMO farm in California, so they can keep a close eye on the production of the dietary nitrates. I want you to try this product for National Heart Month. And if you don't feel the results, you don't pay, guaranteed. Get a 30-day supply free with your first order. You also get nitric oxide indicator strips so that you can see it's working. Plus, get the free book, Beat the Odds. And all of this comes with free shipping. Call 800-951-8940 or visit FTLBeats.com. I believe in Super Beets. 800-951-8940, FTLBeats.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it three times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people at my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free here. You can join us to bring up whatever's on your mind at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Just kind of digging into our guests here in the studio. Guest co-host tonight, Randy Clemens, a.k.a. the Sriracha Guy, and J.J., former co-host here on Free Talk Live.
That's right.
Guys have come out from Manchester. You've made the hour and a half or so drive out here, so thanks for coming out.
Oh, it's a pleasure, Ian. Really, it is, and I definitely wish I would have come sooner, and I hope that the next time isn't too far out.
Yes, indeed. And so we're talking about some of the things that you guys are both involved in right now out in Manchester. And, JJ, of course, you're still a blogger over at freekeen.com, so we still get to hear from you every now and then there. But there's still, you know, there's just not enough content coming out of Manchester. And considering the size of Manchester, considering the number of movers for the Free State Project that have been attracted to Manchester, and there's no doubt Manchester is the key destination for movers to New Hampshire for the Free State Project, because, and it doesn't even have to try. Like, you know, in Keene, we're marketing heavily the idea
right.
of people moving to Keene, and, you know, we've got the 100-plus reasons people should move to Keene. But, you know, with Manchester, you don't even have to market it. It sells itself. It's the big city. There's the most jobs. You know, there's more. It's a bigger city, so there's more choices for things to do and restaurants to go to and things like that. So it's obviously going to attract people, and it has. But what it hasn't really successfully done thus far, and we've tried to needle them over the years. JJ, there was Free Manch for a while, and
there was, yeah.
That didn't work out. They kind of came, and then they went, and then they came back, and then they went, and there's really not much there of which worth speaking about. So there's not really any real go-to place, which is why I have you as one of the bloggers at freekeen.com still, and we brought on Rob Mathias and Shire Dude, and so there's some Manchester people that are on the blog at Freekeen, and that's because there really wasn't anyone else stepping up to create content outside of the Keene area to kind of cover what was going on. So it's not like nothing's happening in Manchester. There's a bunch of stuff happening, and Randy, you just talked about some of the cool stuff, like Community Market Day, which is this huge thing that has sort of flowered within the last year or so, it seems like, really taken off, and has, as you said, outgrown some of the places that it has already been in. So it's becoming larger and more popular. But, you know, how many videos have been made about it? I don't know. Maybe just the one that you guys put up over at fspmovers.com.
Yeah.
So not that fspmovers.com is it by any means a Manchester-centric site, it's just where you guys happen to
right.
live.
Right.
And you guys are focusing on movers.
Well, there's definitely going to be a difference between Manchester, fspmovers.com and Free Keene. You know, Free Keene
is
more of like a news blog, and like it's very open source, very much
yeah.
open
news
to
opinion.
Whatever opinion.
Yeah.
Whereas this is more of like an off-Facebook resource for movers, basically. You know, this is meant to be a resource, and there is going to be coverage of things here and there, but for the most part, it's chronicling a lot of what's going on, I think, and that's the key direction to go in. And in fact, we actually today I was talking with the first sponsored content client, and probably going to go out to the Portsmouth area to shoot some footage and get some
for an advertiser.
It's sort of like someone wants their area covered, and we'd mm-hmm. like to cover all the areas as soon as possible. We'd love to have videos for everything up there, but of course it takes time, energy, resources, and you know planning yep. and all that stuff. So if someone incentivizes us,
absolutely, we'll go there first.
Sponsored content, we're going to plan to make sure this happens sooner. And there's a lot of great stuff happening everywhere. There's the Seacoast area has amazing things happening. And just as you said about the situation with Manch, is they're not getting covered. There's not a lot of videos. There's not a lot of blog posts. There's not a lot of any sort of media. So we're going to do what we can, which basically is you know, it's a very meta sort of style where we have video, we have imagery, and then Randy puts a lot of time and effort into making a very detailed blog with a lot of linking to other resources, mm-hmm. and he actually does some research. If you look at these early mover videos, each of them has sort of a bio that Randy put together that really goes in depth into what some of these people have done and what they think and some of their own quotes and thoughts. So it's more than just the video. There is the SEO and the blog component that add a lot more value.
I didn't realize that. So I'd only seen the videos popping up on YouTube.
Right.
And I didn't know there was a web component that went along with it to give you more information about the individuals in the video.
Exactly.
So this is a new level.
In fact, what they're probably going to end up being, and this is sort of the nature of the beast for what we're creating, is that, you know, some of these are individuals are going to do new things and they're going to develop new products, and we're going to eventually turn these early movers into pages, so to speak, about this individual. Mm-hmm. And we're just going to keep adding in updates to, you know, we can create another blog post and say, hey, this awesome thing happened, but then we can go to their page and then add this little addendum to add more depth to what this person has done. And as I said, chronicle a lot of what's going on here. And it is, you know, it's not match-centric at all. It's pre-state-centric.
You've got movers from all over the place.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't mean to suggest that, that FSP Movers would be a Manchester blog. I didn't mean to suggest that.
Right.
I was just saying I'm excited that you guys are creating media in Manchester, which is, you know, sort of a dead zone for in a lot of ways for media. And Rob Mathias is doing good work over at the Rebel Love Show. But besides him and maybe School Sucks, there's really not that much else. Well, Neocache Radio is
yeah, but show. We just do audio too. But you're right, there isn't a lot that's created. And I think a large part of it has to do with the fact that there is so much going on that it's almost daunting. There aren't that many videographers that do a high quality job. There are a few that do a good job. Right. Definitely. And there are a few that do a shoddy job, but there aren't that many that really try to put that really nice PR, spiffy image, polished content. You know what I'm saying?
It takes time to do that.
It does. It takes time and skill and practice. But when I look at, okay, if I want to make a video, I want to cover something, which one do I pick? I mean, I've got dozens to choose
from. There's so much, yeah.
So
it can be a little overwhelming.
It is, yeah.
I'm encountering that difficulty right now. I have a backlog of news, you know, like stuff that I've been taking notes. Oh, I see something. I want to, you know, talk about that on the blog or whatever, some news headline about the Free State Project or something an activist is doing here in New Hampshire that I think is interesting. But I'm busy at the moment when I see the headline, so I just sort of shuffle it over into a to-do list of things that I need to post. And that thing's just been backing up with content. It's gotten to the point where there's so much news coverage for Free Staters here in New Hampshire and outside of New Hampshire, with the Free State Project reaching its goal of 20,000 signers, and you know, all this news coverage is coming out about the Free State Project and or the people related to it, and it's just so much to where I'm just having to do, like, whereas in the old days of Free Keen, because my blog Free Keen's been around for almost a decade now, in the old days it'd been like, you know, one news story would be worth writing a whole blog about. Well, now there's so many of them, I have to just kind of do an overview blog. Like, okay, here are in the last 2 weeks, here are all the news stories that mentioned the Free State Project Early Mover or the Free State Project or whatever. And it's just, there's so much coverage, I can't keep up with it all.
Well, and that's the whole point of these movers coming, is that we need more people that want to actualize this sort of stuff, that want to create these blog posts, create these videos, create this content. And there is plenty of opportunities. And in fact, that's part of going forward, what we want to do with not only the FSP Movers, but also the studio, is get more people on board. We would love it if we could incentivize people to write for the blog, and then we can sort of step away and just keep more of an editorial overview while we develop other projects.
And the studio you're talking about is being built in a secret bunker in Manchester, somewhere in the hills?
It's in my house in Manchester, which is where we also hold the community market day. So it's a not-so-secret
okay,
secret.
Okay, not-so-secret.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a studio, a TV studio, and it's going to be run by activists, which is really exciting. The first one of its kind, I think. It's Free Talk Live.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Ian in the studio with you here tonight. Also joining me, special guest co-host JJ and Randy. Randy Clemens, the newest of the movers in the studio, and you guys are behind the new FSPMovers.com. Randy, you're coming up on your first full year here in New Hampshire as of the beginning of April. Congratulations.
Thank you. It's been quite a year.
And you really enjoyed it. It sounded like, I mean, I remember when I first heard about you, it wasn't because I knew about the Sriracha guy. I think the Free State Project posted your blog post on their blog or somewhere on the Facebooks or wherever. Someone said, hey, this blogger and cook from, or chef from, you know, the West Coast is going to be moving out here. And I remember reading your blog post at the time, and it was on randyclemens.com, which
yes.
is your blog site, which is mostly about food, but apparently also every now and then you put in your political opinions or your beliefs about, you know, things.
I was pretty careful to just pick my name as my domain name because mm-hmm. I didn't know what it was going to ever be, and I didn't want to just, yeah, be beholden to something that would go away. You know, or my effort would die out from it. So I figure my name was a pretty good thing to start with when I was just thinking about starting my blog. But yeah, I probably got it started in 2000, 2009, I believe. But okay. It was very food-centric. I really had kind of bigger aspirations of making it be, you know, some destination for recipes and all that. And so I did that for many years. But, yes, it took on a much more personal role, actually. My parents both passed away almost 3 years ago, independent of each other, about a month apart. My mom was going through alternative cancer treatments after some failed chemotherapy, and she wanted to take a more food-based approach. So we tried this Gerson treatment that's down in Mexico, which is a really, really great idea. It's a tremendous amount of work, and she was a little far gone and a little too tired for it to take effect. But it was another instance of exploring food as something that you could take control of your life with, and you can take control of your health with. Unfortunately, this kind of program isn't offered or isn't even available to be offered in the United States.
Thanks to the FDA.
Yeah, and thanks. Big thanks. And so, we went and spent 3 weeks down in Tijuana to learn how to do this program and things like that. So I wanted to write about it very openly, and I did, and the response from it was very overwhelming in the best way. So
you'd already built this as a food blog, and then you kind of broke into, here's what's going on with my mom.
Yeah, and just sort of like, for me, it kind of shifted my priorities, my perspective. The response from it over time, to look back, I don't really ever look at numbers or analytics, but I needed to go in and update something for Google Analytics.
See how many.
And out of curiosity, it was like, what recipes are people looking at? And I was really kind of shocked to find that way more people were reading this very personal stuff. Yeah, about my mom, and then my father passing away about a month later.
Wow.
So it kind of made me think about what I was writing about, and maybe it wouldn't be crazy to write about the crazy things in my head. but as I've wanted to do more of that, it really, writing does take a tremendous amount of time and focus for me. We were just talking during the break about the Facebook time vacuum.
Yep.
Add that to the equation, and I definitely take a little too long to get these ideas out, but I don't have a problem talking. I can talk for a very long time. And I've just lacked those resources as far as how to put that together as a cohesive story, or work in video, or to have a location where that could be possible. And so working with JJ has been tremendous in that regard. He's really been able to, we work very well together. We have complementary skill sets, and neither of us is prideful about the editing process. We understand that we want to put out a great story. I mean, and put out something that's very reflective of what's actually going on here.
So now, do you have video skills as well, or is it JJ's carrying all the water?
Just my handsome face on the camera, but no.
And he's good at speaking too. That's to be honest. When if you look at the first three videos
at randyspmovers.com.
That's right. The Community Market Day, the Pork Family Connection, and the Pork Buddy Welcome Wagon video.
Okay.
Randy is featured heavily because he does such a good job explaining the story. You know, as an editor, I have to take all these different interviews and clips and pieces, and I have to write a story from that.
Yeah.
And that's probably the most difficult part, is to write a cohesive story between all the different people talking about all different parts of the same idea. And so, Randy's very natural and on camera, and the ideas too, that's important. I'm terrible. I don't want to write blogs. I don't want to write texts. It's not my thing. I get bored with it so quickly and easily. So, he definitely picks up the slack on that. But I think more important than even the blog or the video is coming up with great ideas, and great concepts to pursue. It's like, if you have energy, you have resources, you have talent, but no direction, then it's kind of wasted. It's going to end up scrolling down Facebook, but when you have direction, when you have a good idea, when you have a good concept to pursue, then that just makes the job of goal setting and achievement that much easier. So we do work well together, and we're really excited to talk about the next project or the next evolution. And you touched on it briefly, the studio that we want to record Randy at, and in his basement. And we're calling the studio. Randy, do you want to call it?
Oh, Fifth Quill Studios.
Fifth Quill Studios. Yes, that's right. The Fifth Quill Studios. And part of this is like,
is that like the fifth column?
Well, you see, the fourth estate is the media, right? Yep. The fifth estate is actually bloggers, non-mainstream media. outside of alternative media. Yeah, independent media. And so Quill is a pen, you know, that's something you write with, and then studio.
Which is mightier than a sword, of course.
Right.
So that's important.
So there is a meaning behind the name of why it's pen. Quill is, of course, close to us as being porcupines. Right. It all works so well. And then the network that we're going to distribute this stuff on is called the Lynchpin Network.
Okay, so you ready to talk about this then?
Well, I'm giving you the precursors.
Okay, all right. I didn't know if that was something we should talk about here. This the Lynchpin Network?
That's right.
This is a big idea. What is it?
The big idea is a 24/7 news type, not just news, but news and entertainment network initially that features content with a libertarian voluntarist slant, because that's how we have. That's who we are.
So not as specific to New Hampshire, but the whole world.
It's right. Yeah, original content. We're going to create original content, but we're also going to fill it in with existing content that's already out there. Like, let's say, some of the videos we've created for this, for FSB Movers, or Porkfest videos, or like the Snowden video. Like, there's a lot of content that we can fit into it. And in fact, things like the stream of Free Talk Live, you know, things like that. So this is really important to us. And this is part of the driving factor behind what's going on with the studio and the treasure and time that's been invested in it so far. But it's really going to shape the future of what we want to do. And spreading the message, getting it out there, and really just having an alternative media source that consistently puts out, you know, quality materials that will give you a different view, a different lens than the mainstream will.
How is it going to differ from, let's say, the Next News Network? Are you familiar with that?
No.
So Gary Franchi is a liberty activist. I don't know where he's based out of, somewhere in the Midwest, maybe. I'm not sure. But anyway, he launched the Next News Network, I don't know, a couple years ago, and I think it's mostly news-based kind of content, so maybe that will be one of the differences. Like, he makes his own newscast in his studio, but for a while he was actually having Free Talk Live broadcast live on his channel. He had some sort of fancy switcher where we could log into and sort of stream into his system, and then he could switch to that stream and whatever. I don't know what the hell kind of software he had. I don't imagine it was cheap. But so basically, yours would not be the first libertarian 24/7 network. But that's really the only other one I know about.
There's some other key points that we'll talk about that I think will differentiate it from what's out there. Mm-hmm. And it really comes from the ideas and the direction that we want to go.
And what was it called, the network?
The network is going to be called Lynchpin Network.
Lynchpin, spelled correctly?
Yes.
Okay. So, but there's no website yet, nowhere someone could bookmark?
Not yet. Yeah. No.
All right. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us on Free Talk Live.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away 5,000 free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-961-8439. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-961-8439. 1-800-961-8439.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, MakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited here. You can join us toll-free, 855-450-FREE. And you can bring up whatever you want. Maybe you want to ask our guests about their experience being part of the Free State Project. Early movers for the Free State Project. The early mover phase is now over as of 2 weeks ago. The official move has now begun. Now that the Free State Project has reached its goal of 20,000 people who have signed up and have pledged to move, as the three of us who are on the show here tonight have already done, 20,000 people signed up to pledge to move to New Hampshire and get active to achieve liberty in our lifetime. A lot of the people who are moving here were never activists before they moved. JJ, were you ever
active? I was, actually, yes.
You were. What did you do prior to moving to New Hampshire?
I literally was activated by Ron Paul's 2008 presidential campaign, and mm-hmm. then I was running the Greater Milwaukee meetup for Ron Paul. And so I was doing activism to spread, you know, Ron Paul signs and sine waves and all those sorts of things. And then some of the rallies or some of the Republican Party rallies and sort of things, I would go and help run the table for Ron Paul. And that's it's sort of the beginning. But it wasn't long after I started that I discovered the Free State Project. And I discovered that people in New Hampshire, even in 2007, there were more people showing up to events in New Hampshire than there were in Greater Milwaukee, which has the same number of people as the state of New Hampshire. So
yeah,
I was like severely disappointed with the turnout, severely disappointed with the energy, and you know, there was a lot of enthusiasm for Ron Paul, and a lot of people truly believed that he was a good candidate, and I don't dispute that.
No,
their heart was in the right place, but they just didn't have time to actually do anything about it. So I came to New Hampshire.
Well, they didn't want to make the time.
Right, exactly, exactly. So I came to New Hampshire a month and, what was it, 5 days before the primary so that I could vote for him. And I did. Because you had to be here a month before you could vote in the primary.
Wow, I didn't realize that was your motivation for moving when you did.
Well, I realized I had an opportunity, and I was like, well, mm-hmm. if I can help him with his New Hampshire primary, then that's great. But I'm also moving for the Free State Project regardless. And then, you know, obviously the results happened as they did. I quickly went from being a Ron Paul Republican to more of a voluntarist, anarchistic-minded individual.
Yeah, they say the difference between a voluntarist, a full-on voluntarist, and a minarchist, which is what you're describing, somebody who wants smaller government, is about 6 months in New Hampshire.
That's about right. It was 6 months in a failed Ron Paul campaign. So I can't tell you which one was... maybe it was less than 6 months.
But then you got here.
But I was living with Russell and Kat Canning at the time, which really helped.
Two of the earliest movers.
We had a lot of discussions, and their arguments were just such that I couldn't.
Oh, you
overcome
moved
them.
In. You moved in with two of the most principled like anarchists out there, and you weren't yet an anarchist.
No, so. But I was open minded, and it definitely was a very short trip at that point. So.
Who better to learn from than Russell Cannon?
Oh, and just wonderful people. And Dave Ridley was there for a while, too. So
these are, for our listeners who are new to the show, these are some of the earliest movers. Russell Cannon, Kat Canning, Dave Ridley. They were some of the earliest movers to New Hampshire. Unfortunately, Russell and Kat had to move out due to some family issues down in Texas. They are now over-the-road truck drivers. Hopefully, we'll see them back here someday. They still come back for visits, which is nice. Dave Ridley is still living in New Hampshire. He sort of floats around and does his thing over at RidleyReport.com. And he's been, talk about video prolific work.
Yes.
Dave Ridley is the most consistent, longest running video producer that is in the movement. I mean, he's an
without a doubt
incredible. You know, he doesn't have the quality as far as like he's still shooting on DV tape. And he's still taking however much time it takes to import that. I mean, for listeners that aren't familiar with this, DV tape was sort of the end of the tape-based cameras. And so in the late 1990s, DV tape came out. And Dave's still using DV tape. So it's a bit of a more time-consuming process because when you're done recording on the tape, you've got to rewind the tape. Then you've got to play back the tape and sort of ingest it into your computer. So it takes a lot of time to just get from recording to actual editing process, whereas now you can just record straight to an SD card, pull your SD card out of the camera and put it directly into your computer and save literally hours of time. So hopefully we'll get Dave to upgrade to one of these newer, fancier cameras. But
right.
You know, just despite his lack of newer technology, he still manages to put out more video content than I think pretty much anyone else in the entire New Hampshire Liberty scene. So kudos to him for that.
Definitely.
And so you got here a while back, JJ. You know, you and your experience here spans a long, long period of time. Randy, you've only been in New Hampshire for just about a year. You're coming up on your first year anniversary, and you really jumped in with both feet. And I didn't know for sure what you were going to do when you got here, but I knew that you were definitely like a media kind of personality, it seemed like, from the blogs that you posted in advance, because that's how I was made aware of you was someone posted about this guy who's the Sriracha guy is moving to New Hampshire. And so I went and I read your post, which was all about you kind of just finding the Free State Project and all of a sudden deciding to move. What was the timetable like? Because it seemed like it was a very short process from, you know, finding the Free State Project and ultimately deciding to move.
It was a very quick decision, actually. I'd made that list of things I was looking for quality of life and revisited this idea of the Free State Project that I'd completely forgotten about and reading through.
So it tickled you at some point in the past, but you didn't even know really.
Yeah, I was a member of the Libertarian Party since I was 13 years old, so I got like the LP news in the mail. I didn't often read it, but one of the times I did, I suppose, I caught wind of the Free State Project. So forgot about it for a good amount of time and after just taking a look at that list of things I was looking for, it kind of occurred to me that, you know, I'd really deeply identified with these libertarian ideals. And back to your six-month comment, I would definitely say about 6 months in, I'm much more on the anarchist side, thus fulfilling the prophecy. But it's it just made a lot more sense to me. And so refinding the Free State Project online, I read it that night at the end of making this long list, and I think to be responsible, I like made myself sleep on it, but I woke up the next morning
about
6 hours later and read it again and signed the statement of intent. And then
when you're saying you read it, I mean, there's a lot on the Free State Project's website. Were you reading just the statement of intent, or did you read the 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire?
No, I started checking all of it out, really, and tried to get information from other sources, too, not just from the Free State Project's website, but really, learning more about what actually is happening here, what was already sort of protected in a way. I mean, I love everything that New Hampshire kind of stood for, which the reasons why it was chosen by the first 5,000 signers for the Free State Project. So those things being in place and just the momentum and the ability to jump in, how accessible it's been, it's just been tremendous. So about a month after signing the pledge, I started looking at properties online. And about less than a month after that, I came out to look at homes and decided on the third that I looked at that day.
Wow.
And put in an offer and purposely waited out the winter, but did come back to Liberty Forum last year to check it out, and then just could not wait to get here. It was so inspiring to be at Liberty Forum and to hear all the really, really, I think I'm pretty smart. I felt so stupid that weekend because there's such forward-thinking minds there and people who've really, really put in a lot of time and effort to make up their own minds and for them to be able to really confidently, sell and promote their ideas of liberty and what it actually means to be free. And to be able to get to explore that, that's the freedom. It's not just to be told you're free, but to be able to actually see what that means. It was wildly inspiring for me, and I could not wait to get back. And I don't ever try to persuade anyone. One of my good friends is in the room here visiting from Los Angeles, and I don't aim to persuade. I just want people to see it. And that's what the videos kind of came from, is I think once really you can see what's going on here, you can find your place in it, see how you can be part of it, but also contribute.
At the very least, these videos can give you a taste of what it's like. I mean,
right.
That's really the best we can do, whether it's the videos over at fspmovers.com, this show talking about, some of the issues and the things that are going on, the exciting activism, a movie like Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree or 101reasonsfilm.com. These are great documentary films. Or Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. All of these are just little slices of what it is that we're really experiencing here, which is why coming to something like the Liberty Forum or the Porcupine Freedom Festival or Keenvention, one of these real-life opportunities to connect with these people, is more, I think, valuable than any of it. I mean, you can watch a bunch of videos, but there's really nothing that compares to being in the same room with 300 people who agree with you.
Well, not only that, the videos really can't cover the community, the bonding, the friendships.
Right.
You know, there's so much here that, yes, that you watch these amazing videos, but then you come here and you meet these amazing people, and then all of a sudden, these amazing people, especially if you're a person who fits within their association, then you're going to make friends so quickly, make quality friends, lifelong friends, and people that will really elevate you to the next level or help you get there.
You can join us here and share your thoughts with us. Maybe you're out there and you're still on the fence. You're not sure about the Free State Project. You still aren't really sure if all the claims are true. Well, if you got any questions, you got three early movers here. We're happy to help you with that. 855-450-FREE. Also in the news, research shows drugs bought on the Darknet are better in quality. As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. you will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.